May 1st?
Yep.
How are you, and how nice is it to be back here again?
Oh, it's fantastic. The best part about it is this room has air conditioning, so everyone's going to be comfortable for the next couple hours. But, yeah, I'm very happy to be back.
PK, what does it say about you that you can still draw a crowd like this when you come back to Montreal, 2 years removed from playing for the team here?
Yeah, well, I think that the crowds, you know, it's not about me. It's about the kids and the families and the foundation. And, you know, when I first made the commitment, that's why I made it. It wasn't just because I knew that I can contribute and help the hospital and the foundation and the kids and the families. I knew that I had a lot of great people and friends that would support me. But seeing what I've seen over the past 3 years, I could not have expected them to show this much support. And, you know, I don't know, maybe it's because I kind of do everything authentically, and I think people feel that and see that and want to be a part of it. You know, this year with our team, I think the first 2 years I was kind of hoping and seeing that people would support, and they did. But seeing that overwhelming support has kind of pushed me to want to bring other people on board to help us professionalize the gala and bring it to another level. And that's why we brought in Nadia Saputo and Anna, who have done an amazing job. I mean, last year we had, I think it was just over 200 people, and this year we have 350, 360 people to come in. And as you can see, they've done an amazing job decorating. Along with my sisters, who both run my foundation, and, you know, Alex Tolch, you know, and all the supporters, Lino Lazzo, who's a good friend of mine, who has stepped up to help. So I'm really, really happy this year, not just because we have 350 people, but there's a lot of people in the room that I don't know personally. You know, I think the first 2 years, it was a lot of people that I knew and friends. And I think what shows what we've done and what we've accomplished is we've helped a lot of families and kids, but also we've been able to reach out and get other people to want to get involved and give back. And, you know, that's the most important thing for the city and for the hospital. It's not about, you know, the donations from the same people. It's, can you influence to get other people to get involved? And that's what giving back's all about. And if I've been blessed with a platform to do that, and I try to use it the best way I can.
PK, I'm sure many of us have various personal connections to the hospital. I know I do. I was treated there as a child. Can you tell us a bit about your personal connection to the hospital and why it's been the recipient of so much of your generosity?
That's a great question. I get that question off the record a lot. I never really get it in interviews. And it's probably a question I wish I got asked more, actually, because a lot of times people ask me why. You know, why did you donate $10 million? Why did you make this type of commitment? You could have done it anyway. And it is my personal experiences, and it's only that, you know. I don't want to name names, but I've been involved in, you know, other foundations before where I didn't like the things that were happening. I didn't like the people that were involved. And, you know, I just some really, you know, mind-blowing things that I've seen in certain foundations and causes. I just didn't like it. And then I also had a you know, good relationship with a number of kids in the hospital just from going on visits my own. And there was one kid, I spoke about it before, but Alex Shapiro, who's was a good friend of mine. My minor hockey coach coached him, and had a very close relationship with Alex, played hockey in Toronto. And, you know, he passed away. I was in Toronto. I was playing here, and I remember he was in Toronto. They wanted me to come over to the hospital, but we had like a team dinner that night. It was right before the home opening game, and saw him on FaceTime, and literally like an hour and a half later, he passed away. And I had a really good relationship with he and his family, and it was really sad, and there was nothing I could do to help him. So, you know, I decided that summer to do something significant, start something of my own, that I didn't have to worry about, you know, where the money was going and, you know, what people were involved. I could have my own team of people and do my own thing and do something that really could change, you know, and help kids and help families. And, you know, so far I couldn't be happier with what we've accomplished and where we're at. And I know that Alex would be very, very happy, and I know that his family's very, very happy with what we're doing. And a lot of it started with them.
PK, I've heard you say several times that it feels like coming home, that you're back home. I've heard you say that to several of my colleagues. What is it about here that makes it feel like home?
Well, I started my career here, you know. you know, and just, you know, from my playing career, I mean, I had many good seasons here. I don't think I ever had a bad one. And, you know, I had great years here as a team. We had some amazing runs, individual accomplishments, team accomplishments, played with some amazing players here, great leaders, guys I'm still in touch with, Scott Gomez, Hal Gill, you know, these types of players that mentored me and supported me through my career. And I mean, think about it. I got friends here that I've known for 13 years. You know, I've been coming to Montreal since 2007, was drafted here, and a lot of these friends I call family. So whenever I come back here, it's not about, you know, it's not about fans coming up to me on the sidewalk. It's about the people that I've been friends with a long time who groomed. I mean, they protected me. I came to a large city, you know, a hockey crazy city at the age of 20, and, you know, I didn't know a lot of people, didn't know where to go. You know, if I wanted to have fun as a young guy, didn't know where to go, how to do that, didn't know the people to stay away from, the people to hang out with. So these people protected me, and we've seen it. When you're a young kid coming into to pro sports, it can be tough at times, but they all looked out for me and protected me, and for that, I always want to come back and see them, but also the fans. I mean, the fans have always supported me, you know, through bad games, good games, ups and downs. They've always had my back and supported me, and, you know, that's why I started the foundation. That's why I wanted to give back to the city, and that's why I continue to do it.
When you left, you were upset, obviously, but now in hindsight, 2 years later, the way things are going for the organization, I'm talking about the city, but the organization.
Why was I upset?
Well, obviously, you were upset. A lot of us were upset, and that's fine, but 2 years later.
You were upset?
Of course I was upset.
Okay, all right.
I like chatting with you every day, you know. I miss you, you know. But would you say in hindsight that the timing was good? Because would you see all the talented players leaving the team now that maybe now, 2 years later, you say to yourself, you know, ended up being working out great for me?
Well, what I'm upset about is, you know, and at the time, what I was upset about is that because I made a promise to the city when I was drafted to bring a Stanley Cup back, and you know, never once did I remove myself from that statement or back away from it. And, you know, Carey Price, who's a guy I came into the league with, you know, and when I got there, he had kind of established himself. And I remember, you know, when I first started playing for the team, you know, Pricey was on the bench and Halak was playing. And, you know, I kind of was there when he came back into the fold and then watched him turn into an MVP and you know, we wanted to win a Stanley Cup. And I felt that the frustrating thing was I felt we had, you know, the right core to do that. And it just seemed that we never were able to put, you know, the best team on the ice to get it done. And it just never happened for us. So that was a frustrating thing because, you know, there's Montreal's a great place to win if you can win here. And I felt I wanted to do that. But, you know, at the same token, I got put in a really good position with an amazing city that I love so much, amazing teammates that, you know, I would never trade any of them for anyone. They're great guys, and I believe we have a real chance to win there and bring the first Stanley Cup back to Nashville. So, you know, that's where my confidence lies, and everything happens for a reason.
And what do you think of what's happened to the old, I mean, to your old team? I mean, you can't feel good about that.
I don't, you know, I always look at it from a business perspective now. You know, it's 2 years removed and you take the emotion out of it. You focus on what you can control, and that's where I'm at, you know. That's all you can do. I mean, you can't feel sorry for yourself or for anybody else, or really the way the NHL is now, there's so much parity in the league. You can't afford to look at other teams and say this team isn't good, that anyone can beat anyone on any night. And you know, I just know what it was like when I was here and the teams that we had, and I know that there were great players on those teams, and, you know, that maybe we had a chance to do something. The reality is that I'm not there anymore. So I'm going to just try to make the best of the situation that I have, and I'll be back here every summer to help the kids in the hospital and do what I can to fulfill my commitment and more.
Thank you.